This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Two attorneys who defended MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell in a defamation case in Denver have been sanctioned for submitting a brief riddled with AI-generated errors. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
The document in question cited cases that don't exist, misattributed which court's other rulings came from, and misrepresented the legal precedents they set. When the judge asked the lead attorney how the errors got into the document, he claimed he'd accidentally submitted an uncorrected draft. But she was unpersuaded, noting in her order that the same attorneys also recently had to correct AI-generated errors in a different case. She fined both attorneys $3,000 each. Lindell was found liable for defamation for spreading false claims that a Denver voting equipment employee helped steal the 2020 election. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A CU Boulder study found that marijuana sold in Colorado is often less potent than it claims. CPR's Ben Marcus.
Researchers at CU Boulder tested almost 300 different marijuana products. Almost half of the green buds, what the industry calls flower, were inaccurately labeled. The results were published in the journal Scientific Reports. Of the flower products that were mislabeled, most had less potency than advertised. Colorado testing authorities said they're reviewing the results. Marijuana companies were skeptical of the findings, noting that testing cannabis plant material is a difficult task, with different state-licensed labs producing different results. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
South Metro Fire Rescue is investigating the cause of several suspicious fires Monday afternoon. Crews responded to three fires along the Highline Canal. Brian Willey is with South Metro.
It's undetermined how the fires started along the canal, but they do appear to be suspicious in nature.
One of those fires ignited the deck and attic of a local business before being contained. The latest on that flooding in Texas and Coast Guard rescues there. That begins this hour of Morning Edition. This is CPR News.